This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's February 10th, 5:30. Thank you guys for being here. A lot of you probably have that Super Bowl hangover going on, but yeah, it was definitely a great day for Eagles fans. Congratulations. And hey, it was a fun, entertaining few hours, right? It always is.
Was it really entertaining for a lot of the parts? I felt like a lot of it was like, when are the Chiefs gonna score? When are the Chiefs gonna score? I didn't feel entertained like for the first half, in my opinion. What about you?
I was entertained fully because I didn't want the Chiefs to score. So if you want them to score, then yeah, you were definitely not entertained. So I was happy about that. I was like, yes, let's keep this going.
Okay.
I wanted it to be a shutout. When they actually scored, I was like, ah, man. And that's where I started to become unentertained.
Gotcha. Yeah, there was a lot of the times I was just kind of bored. I think some of the commercials were funny. I mean,
the commercials let me down big time. I was so just like not into them. There were a couple that I thought were decent, but like, I don't know. They didn't have the oomph or the surprise factor that they usually have.
I can see that. I think a lot of the times they're coming out earlier or they're teasing them too soon. So for me, it wasn't so much of a surprise. Was it that for you?
No, I mean, there were some that I had already seen, of course, but there were just some that I'm like, okay, what is this? Like, I don't know. I felt like they didn't tug at the heartstrings enough. There were a couple that did. I will give them that. But I don't know. I was just kind of bummed on the commercial front. I really was expecting to get some really good surprises. But all in all, I was entertained for that period of time.
I know we'll talk about the halftime show, but what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
The halftime show?
Yeah,
Kendrick. Oh, I thought it was great. I loved it. And I'm seeing complete mixed reactions on that. I thought it was fantastic, thoroughly entertained, thought there was a lot of storytelling going on in it. The people that didn't like it, you know, they were the people I expected not to like it.
Yeah.
You know, I just, you know, I knew it was going to be, there was going to be both sides that, you know, felt a certain way. But yeah, the people that I saw complaining about not liking it, I kind of expected those people not to.
I see what you mean on that end, because maybe they're not so much maybe hip hop fans or just Kendrick fans in general. And then I think we'll get into more too, but I think I have some questions for you on what I think. Maybe why Kendrick got the performance, and if he didn't do the diss track, would he have gotten the gig, is my thing. Do you think if Drake and him with the diss stuff, if that didn't happen, do you think he would have headlined?
Did they announce that he was a performer before that song came out?
No, it was after.
Oh, I mean, if you're not a fan of hip hop, you probably didn't know all the songs that he had before. He's won several Grammys. He's won a Pulitzer Prize. Like,
yeah,
he has stuff to back it up. Just because it isn't your type of music that you like, then what can I say? There's a lot of music types that I don't like, but I'm not going to say it's not worthy of a performance because they've won awards or whatever.
Right.
But you don't think he was worthy of being up there?
I think that's the debate going on. I think for me, I think he was worthy of it. Do I think he would have got the gig if he didn't bring out that diss track? I don't think so. I think because Kendrick has already done the halftime show with Dr. Dre and when it was in LA, I think that if he didn't bring out that diss track and that GNX album, which I felt like was surrounded around the diss track, that possibly he would have not got the gig, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's definitely a take that, you know, I'm sure some people have. I definitely disagree. I think that his resume definitely entitled him to have a spot on that stage, but definitely something we can talk about and debate later on this morning. A lot to get to. We'll talk about the game, the commercials, the halftime show, and all sorts of stuff. What went on over the weekend? We'll get to all of it coming up, but let's do this. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Strike It Up by Black Box? Hear Need to Know by Mark Anthony. Or do you want to hear Speed of Sound by Coldplay? Choices. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM with your vote. You can also vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. How many times do you wear a shirt before you wash it?
Maybe once or twice.
Once or twice?
Yeah, you?
Shirts once. It's a one-time deal for me. But like a sweatshirt, I'll wear that multiple times before I wash it. Because I'm usually wearing a t-shirt underneath it of some sort. And I don't know. I feel like sweatshirts is a different game. How about jeans?
Oh, these jeans I'm wearing right now, I think I got them about a year and a half ago. I've never washed my jeans
You've
before.
Never washed those?
Never.
Oh my gosh, they could walk to the washing machine themselves.
That's exactly.
I don't wash my jeans very often either. I mean, I'm trying to think, the jeans I'm wearing now, the last time I washed them was, I'd say 6 or 7 wears ago. And that's not long. Usually I go longer than that. Well, so France, their version of the EPA, they are asking people to wear their shirts 5 times.
No.
Yeah. They're saying you should wear your shirts 5 times. They also say wear your bras 7 times in between washes, your workout clothes 3 times.
Ew.
Your pajamas for a week and your jeans for a month. Now, this is their Ecological Transition Agency, which is kind of like our EPA, and they want people to stop doing so much laundry because they say it's bad for the environment, one, and two, it ruins your clothes.
Ooh, that's actually a really good point, especially here in Nevada where water usage, we're trying to get as much or at least conserve as much as we can here. But three times you can wear your workout clothes?
I would never wear my workout clothes twice. I mean, there is absolutely no way. So, okay, I can see maybe the shirts a couple of times, the bras a couple of times, the pajamas. I wear my pajamas like three nights in a row. Jeans, we just established we're all about not washing our jeans. But workout clothes?
I draw the line at workout clothes. I just can't think about just wearing it a second time. That just grosses me out. Unless I try to hide my mind and say, hey, I'm showering after this anyway. Maybe I could get behind this.
Well, I think that, you know, if they don't want us to wash our workout clothes, then they should just say, stop working out. You know?
Oh, wait. Stop working out.
That way you don't have to wash your workout clothes. You're saving the environment. You're saving everything.
I see where you're coming.
Now I can rest. It's mixed.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. It is 6:03, February 10th. Thank you guys for being here. Coming off of the big game yesterday, I know a lot of you are probably tired, dragging this morning. The kids, Clark County has the day off.
They which do?
My daughter doesn't have to go to school today. I think it's a school-wide or a district-wide thing. Does anybody know? Because she was all excited. She didn't have to wake up early today. But we just watched the game yesterday, ordered some food. We had barbecue. And so I was just like, ooh. I was so happy. We ordered it from this barbecue place we go to all the time by our house. And it's just, it never disappoints. You can never go wrong with barbecue.
I had my usual pizza and wings. I always go to Rosati's is one of the places we go to near our house. Best buffalo wings ever. And we had pineapple pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Hawaiian pizza.
There's a controversy right there. Yeah, I know some people are cringing. Others are like, yes, let's do that.
Ramon, I know you had a little Super Bowl party. What'd you guys eat?
Homemade burgers and hot dogs.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that's like staple football game food. I'm on this weird food kick though. What do you guys ever eat a food so much that one day you decide you can never eat it again? Like I am a creature of habit and I pretty much eat the exact same thing every single day. And for me, like I have a protein shake for breakfast. Then in the middle of the morning, I'll have a Greek yogurt. Then later on, I'll have like one of my Uncrustables. Like I literally eat the same stuff every single day. And so last week I was sitting here, I'm eating my Greek yogurt and I'm just like, this is the last Greek yogurt I'm going to eat.
Why?
I've just been eating it at the same time for like the past 4 years. And I decided this was the last one. And I told my husband, hey, when you go to the store, don't buy me yogurt. He's like, why? Why not? What happened? And I was like, I think I'm done with it. I cannot eat it anymore. I'm so sick of it. I'm done. It's just the weirdest thing. So now I'm on a pineapple kick and I've replaced the Greek yogurt with pineapple. So I'm going to see how long that goes.
Wait, you're breaking up with Greek yogurt.
Breaking up. I'm done. And there's no chance of us getting back together either.
I think I broke up with cottage cheese at one point, but then we got back together because now I'm in love with it. But there's something about cottage cheese when you eat it so much that I'm like, no more. Don't give me any more cottage cheese.
You just reach your fill and you're like, I'm absolutely done with this. So
what food did you break up with, Ramon? Something that you had so much of.
I usually start off my day with like a protein bar. So after months, I have to switch protein bars.
Yes, that's a big one for me too. Like I'll eat the same flavor one for like 3 months and then I'm like, I'm done with this one. Got to move on to the next one. It's so funny. Well, breaking up with food is so sad.
Well, I'm so sorry about you and Greek yogurt. Hopefully you guys can mend everything later.
My apologies to the Oikos people. I mean, it's over. It's done. We are never getting back together. We have a lot coming up on the show today. Of course, we're going to talk about the big game that is coming up and what's trending. Everything from the game, from the halftime show to Taylor to the commercials. We'll talk about it all coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
For the second time, the Vince Lombardi Trophy is headed to Philadelphia. Eagles fly in Super Bowl 59. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions for the second time, 40-22. They take down the Chiefs.
No one would describe Super Bowl 59 as a close game, I don't think. The Kansas City Chiefs never seemed to find their footing against Philadelphia's defense, leading to a 40-22 win for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts threw for 221 yards, rushed for 72, but possibly the most impressive stat he put up was the fact that he only threw 5 incompletions in the entire game. The defense forced 3 turnovers and held the Chiefs to just 23 yards of total offense in the first half, and the Eagles defense showed up as Patrick Mahomes was sacked 6 times, which is a career high for the quarterback. Jalen Hurts was selected as MVP of Super Bowl 59 and joins Joe Namath and Joe Montana as the only starting quarterbacks to win both a national championship and a Super Bowl.
Why am I sad that the Chiefs lost? I don't know what it is. I'm not a Chiefs fan. I was not rooting for the Chiefs to win. But when I saw Patrick Mahomes crying at the end of the game, I felt a little sad for him.
Well, I mean, I think that that's normal. You're an empathetic person. And while I wasn't like sad, I do understand. It sucks to be on the losing team. You know, it really sucks.
I don't know why you feel sad. You should hate him too, Steph. Him crying was probably the best part of the game.
No, I think because they lost so bad. It's not because like they lost and they were close, like it was 2 points. It was really bad. Like seeing Patrick Mahomes struggle to find that, to get them to the line of scrimmage. Like you can see him like dodging the Philadelphia Eagles defense so bad that I was like, oh my God, he is struggling out there. It was hard for me to watch.
I took a weird joy in it, and I apologize to Chiefs fans because all season long they dominated. And so it was finally nice to see them get put in their place, don't you think?
Yeah, they should have stayed at zero. I was hoping for a shutout.
That's what I was 100%. Hoping for. I was like, shut out.
I wanted it to be a close game. I think that's why. I wanted it to be a good game, a close game. Not like, oh my God, the Chiefs got terrorized. And seeing Travis Kelce at the end of the game, did you see that clip of him walking to Taylor Swift's suite?
It was sad.
You could
it was
sad. See his aura. I was like, man, this is really, really
well,
sad.
Well, speaking of Taylor, that's where I felt bad when Taylor got booed at the game. Spice, and then she looks at her like, what's going on? And she realizes the camera was on her, and I kept thinking, like, girl, it's just Eagles fans. They know you're rooting for Travis. I really don't think it's anything other than that. The Eagles fans are passionate, you know?
I guess so. Just leave her alone. She shouldn't be bullied in this whole thing. She's there to support her man. That's it. She's not here for any type of attention. Just give her some love when she needs it. That's all that she wants.
Yeah, I think it was all in good fun in that rivalry of the sport. Let's talk a little. Well, you know what? Let's do a whole different break on the halftime show because we're right at time, because we gotta find someone to win some tickets right now.
Oh yeah, I cannot wait to talk about Kendrick. That we could do with the whole entire show.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about more of the commercials. All of that is coming up later on this morning, but let's do it right now. Time to find a winner for Heads Up Early Edition right now, and we've got your tickets to see Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler is coming back to town. Chelsea at the Chelsea, the Las Vegas residency at the Cosmopolitan on July 5th. Caller 20 right now. You can win these tickets if you win Heads Up. All you have to do is pick your category and get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you win the tickets. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Krisha. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you ready to?
I'm so excited.
Oh, let's do this. Let's get you these Chelsea Handler tickets with Heads Up. We just need you to pick a category. You have your choice of all five. Do you want to go with I Love You, Rainstorm, Birds of a Feather, First Kiss, or Organ Donor?
I would do organ donor.
Organ donor it is. Okay, National Organ Donor Day is coming up February 14th. These are all different types of organs, okay?
Okay.
Different gotcha. Types of organs. We got this. All we need to do is get six.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this. You guys, Krisha and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
This is the organ in your head.
Brain?
Yes. This, if this growls, it means you're hungry.
Stomach?
Yes. This is your largest organ. It covers your entire body.
Skin?
Yes. Some people have to have this removed. I don't think it serves a purpose. Oh, no, I'm thinking of something else. Let's pass on that one. These filter out what you drink. So,
kidney?
Yes, this is, if this gets full, that means you have to go to the bathroom.
Large intestine?
No, like you have to pee if this gets full. You have
gallbladder?
Not the gall kind.
Bladder?
Yes. This is if you don't provide, if you don't make enough insulin, this is it comes from here.
Pancreas?
Yes!
Oh my gosh! I never knew that's what a pancreas does.
I mean, I'm not exactly sure that's what it does, but Krisha and I were on the same page, and that's yes. all that matters. I got her to say it. So nice job, Krisha. Congratulations. 2 tickets for you to go check out Chelsea Handler, Chelsea at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on July 5th. You are in for free, and the winning continues coming up Next hour, your tickets to see Kelly Clarkson. She is coming to town, a brand new residency over at the Coliseum at Caesars. We've got all the details for you coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I want to give a huge shout out to our friends over at Edwards Elementary and Durrell Academy Red Rock. Friday, we went over to both schools and picked up Valentines from them for our Senior Sweethearts program, which today we're going to drop these off at the Red Rock Senior Community Center. This is going to be so amazing. So we asked a bunch of elementary schools to make Valentines for us so we could take them to the seniors at the facility. And we were asked by them just to make a couple of Valentines for them. And we thought, why not bring a ton of Valentines to Red Rock Point Senior Living? So that's what we did. We picked up the cards, and oh my gosh, Durrell Academy, they were so into it. They asked, are we going to be on the radio on Monday? And I said, well, if you say you love Mix 94.1, you guys can be on the radio. And this is what they did. They were so adorable.
I think we had so much fun, of course, at both schools, but that just warmed my heart when they asked if they could be on the radio. And they'll always remember that, too. It's like, I was able to be on the radio, or people from the radio station came to visit, but that was just such a heartwarming day on Friday.
It was so much fun. And I'm just going through some of the cards now that we're going to drop off today, and I'm reading some of them. You guys, they're... They're hilarious, and they're also very sweet.
Are they?
Like, I'm looking at some of them. Like this one here from Liam. It's got a picture of a cat on the front of it. It says, you're a cool cat. And then it says, hello, my name is Liam. I am sending you wishes for the best Valentine's Day. Here is a poem for you. You're as sweet as sugar, and sometimes you can be as sour as a lemon. But how sweet or sour, you are always loved. Roses are red, violets are blue. Everybody cares about you.
Oh, that's so cute. How clever.
I know. They're so cute. Let me see this one here. This one says, happy Valentine's Day. You're like turtly awesome. And there's a picture of a turtle.
Cute.
What's this one? Some of the handwriting's kind of hard to read. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I hope you can eat a lot of candy, but still stay healthy.
I don't know if that's possible, but I think that's really great for them to think of like that.
Oh, this one says, oh my gosh, you might be old, but people still care. So don't be sad.
No, that is too cute.
These are hilarious.
We gotta read more of these, Mercedes.
Oh my gosh.
Are there any more that stand out to you?
Let me see here. This one says, happy eat a ton of chocolate day. This one says, happy Valentine's Day. Let me see. I hope you enjoy the day and try to be happy. Sometimes it's hard to be happy. I feel that way too, but I was happy making this card. So I hope you are happy getting this card.
That is so
cute. Oh my gosh. I'm going to start crying. These are so sweet. These kids are amazing.
I love it. And I actually found out that we have a number of cards that we've collected. I don't know if we want to maybe come back on Valentine's Day and just say, hey, these are the cards that you guys made. Shout out to all these schools. And we have a huge number.
What's the number?
I have to calculate it, but it's huge. It's a huge number that all the Valentine's Day cards came in from all the different schools.
Oh, so we don't know the exact number at this point?
I know that it's almost in the thousands.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
so I love that.
The number, we can calculate them exactly, but it's in the thousands.
Oh, man. Everybody answered the call for this. And so, yeah, thank you to all the schools, and we will shout out all of them that were involved. We were able to get to a couple on Friday. That was them saying, I love Mercedes in the morning. They were like all in. We did the Cupid shuffle.
Yes.
It was so much fun. So yeah, thank you to everyone. And yeah, today we are going to be going over to Red Rock Point Senior Living. And I know some listeners are coming to meet us to come hang out with the seniors, deliver the Valentines, have like a little Valentine's Day party. We got an email over the weekend from John over there who basically set this up. And he says the residents are so excited to hang out with you guys on Monday. So it's going to be a lot of fun today. We'll make sure we like get video of it so everyone can see what all, you know, the teamwork that we did, what it all like paid off, you know?
We should actually have some of the seniors read the Valentine's Day cards and play them back on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take this one out that says you're old.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, leave it.
I love it. These guys are so cute. So thank you to everyone who came out. It was a great day and today's going to be even better.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So your office may be more empty than usual today because there's something going around between the flu, norovirus, RSV, all that stuff. Seems like everyone is getting sick or just getting over it. But today, it's less likely to be one of those illnesses. Instead, a new survey suggests a record number will be taking today off because...
Sorry, that's Ramon's computer.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Because of the Super Bowl, according to this survey, an estimated 22.6 million Americans plan to miss work today. That is up 40% from last year's total and breaks a previous record of 18.8 million employees who said they'd be out in 2023. With Clark County schools being off today, you've already got that part off. But as far as... you know, the parents and other people who maybe partied a little too hard yesterday, it seems like it's going to be kind of empty at work today.
Oh, that's a bummer because I feel like there's an energy after the Super Bowl with just everything going on, the halftime show, talking about so much. And if we're not talking to many people, it's kind of lonely out here.
I feel like they're all yapping on social media, so they're making their opinions like heard. You know,
they're
all out there somewhere saying their opinions. So.
Yeah, they're in bed hungover. They're on Twitter. They're commenting. But oh man, that's just a bummer that a lot of people aren't out there today.
They're just you're gonna stay home, take this one off. So speaking of the big game, there was another big game, the Puppy Bowl, and a Minnesota rescue dog took home the top honors at the Puppy Bowl yesterday. Foxtrot, who is a collie from Pet Haven, a Minnesota, was named the most valuable puppy after a standout performance in the annual Animal Planet event. His efforts helped Team Fluff secure a 68-66 win over Team Ruff with a last-second touchdown.
Aww.
And the shelter celebrated Foxtrot's achievement, calling it a proud moment for their rescue. The good news is that most of the 142 pup players have been adopted.
Oh my goodness, Team Ruff and Team Fluff, right?
That's yes, big, and there was a dog from Nevada, from the NSPCA. His name was Max, and he only had three legs, and he is so cute, and he was already adopted. Like, they picked him up real quick, so it's just, I love that they do this and highlight the dogs that need homes, and so many that find homes because of the Puppy Bowl. I didn't watch it, though. I always forget to go watch the Puppy Bowl. Is it on like during the commercials or is it on like right head to head against
it's before
it?
The game. So
it's before.
Yes. So
okay.
Yesterday, that's one of every year. It's the Puppy Bowl for me and James. We got to watch the Puppy Bowl. It was at 12 and I believe it was like on Animal Planet or Discovery, but we were watching the Puppy Bowl at one point and we're like, oh my goodness. It kind of made us want another dog because it's so cute. But then we looked at each other like, nah.
They're so cute. I love it. Well, speaking of animals, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, what better time to get some petty revenge on an ex and do some good at the same time? A bunch of zoos around the country are offering the opportunity to name an animal after an ex that will be fed to a zoo animal.
Every year they do this.
I mean, imagine being so petty that you're like, I'll pay money for you to do this. But I guess it's a great way to give some money to worthy causes. At the San Antonio Zoo, you can name a cockroach, a rodent, or even a vegetable. And then they feed that to the animals. At the Lee Valley Zoo in Pennsylvania, you can name a fish for feeding to a penguin. In Fort Worth, a donation will get a pound of poop dedicated to an ex. And then there's the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, which will name a super worm after your ex. The best part is most of these promotions are available online, so you can partake no matter where you live.
You know what? Does it have to be an ex, or can it just be someone you don't like?
That's a good idea.
Because I'm thinking Kendrick Lamar can name an animal of Drake, and then I bet you that animal will get a lot of attention.
I'm sure. I think that with it, they're just doing it because it's a Valentine's Day and a love promotion, but they need to keep it like all year long and make it for, you know, the frenemies that you have or the people that you just don't get along with, those coworkers that you have issues with. I think there's something there, Steph.
I can see that. I can see that. I would visit Drake at the zoo.
Well, he's going to get fed to the penguin, so you better visit fast.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right. We've got our contestant on the line, and that contestant
I think it's line four. She might have accidentally dropped. Is that you, Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Taylor, good morning. You are in for Beat Mercedes. Ready to do this?
Yes, I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be. You got this. Just take a deep breath. You're going to do great. I could barely guess the song on Friday. It took me the full 20 seconds. Yeah. And if the contestant would have gotten it, I would have been done. So maybe it was just all meant to be. Ready for you to come away and win this. Are you ready to give it a shot?
We are, yes.
Right. You say we. Do you have someone in the car with you right now?
Yeah, my daughter, Brooklyn.
Oh, I love it. Ooh, that even bodes better. I feel like that's a good omen because I have a daughter named Brooklyn, too.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Maybe you guys are going to win. Okay, I'm going to leave. I'm wishing you the best of luck. I want you guys to win this diamond pendant. So good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's heading out. I'm heading down, bringing this music bed down so I can talk to you, Taylor. Taylor, what you up to this morning?
We're driving my daughter to school, actually.
Where does she go to school?
She goes to M Plus Academy.
Is that the Archers?
Yes.
Go Archers! Ooh, all right, yay. Guys. So this is how the game works. We need to hype you up right now, Taylor. All the good vibes. You're going to listen to the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, so you can stop the clock. I'll write down your time, but within the 5 seconds you say got it, you got to say something. Okay, Taylor?
Okay.
Okay. You got this.
Yes. Let's do this. All right. Taylor, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh no.
You got this.
I don't think I know it.
No. Here's 5 more seconds of it.
Rocks.
All right, that's 20 seconds. What you got?
I know the song is called Roxanne.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but I don't know the artist.
You don't know the artist? Okay, no, that's all good. Okay, Ramon, go ahead and bring in Mercedes. Taylor, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Mercedes is walking in to her studio. She looks focused. Yeah. Mercedes is coming in.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Someone made fun of me the other day because I said, wow, that was fast. And it's like, well, they only get 20 seconds. And I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's very true. Well, it's going to be fast no matter what. So I'm not going to say that anymore.
Okay, so you know how the game works?
Yes.
The next sound that you hear is the song. And it starts now.
Oh. Got it?
Okay. What you got?
Is it Roxanne by the Police?
Huh. Is it Roxanne by the Police? Well, you stopped the clock at 7.8 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct. It is Roxanne. Okay. And then what did you say the artist was?
The Police.
Okay. Well, Taylor, she stopped the clock, and she knew it was Roxanne.
Oh!
But she forgot the artist, and she stopped
it
at 20 seconds. I know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Taylor. Sorry, Brooklyn. Oh, that really stinks. I thought for sure we were going to have a winner. Oh, especially when you said she got the song. I was like, yes.
She forgot the artist. Oh, I know.
Well, that means We now have a bigger diamond pendant. I guess if there's an upside to any of this, it's just that it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. So a $600 diamond pendant tomorrow with Beat Mercedes, courtesy of Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers. And here you go. We play the song. Roxanne by the Police is on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking about the big game all morning long. Let's talk a little bit about the commercials. Were there any commercials that stood out to you during the Super Bowl yesterday? 702-364-9400. We had a bit of a preview of a lot of them, and that's what they've been doing lately. Like a few weeks out, they're showing what's going to air during the Super Bowl now. Each commercial apparently costs $8 million for a 30-second spot.
One commercial is $8 million.
So we saw like the Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan, When Harry Met Sally reunion. There was the Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson saying goodbye to a space alien that loves Totino's pizza rolls one. Like there was a bunch of them. But the ad meter is out with the top five commercials. Was there one that stood out for you? What was it? 702-364-9400.
The one that made me tear up was a Google Pixel commercial. It's titled Dream Job. And it's of a dad trying to prepare for his interview and his job interview. And this is what it sounds like.
When you're ready, tell me about the job that taught you the most.
Well, it was a role where I learned to take constructive criticism.
I think she's like, oh, no, doesn't like it.
Okay. I got pretty used to, you know, working long hours with a small team. I got very comfortable multitasking, and I had to become really organized.
Not bad, but try rephrasing your answer to sound more confident.
Right.
He was getting ready to be, he was talking about one of his hardest jobs is just being a dad.
Yeah, and he's trying to integrate himself back into the workforce from being a stay-at-home dad. And yeah, that was a nice emotional one. I really like that. It tugged at the heartstrings. Those are my favorite, the ones that really tug at the heartstrings. I like that Nike commercial with all like the amazing women that were like told that they can't do something and that they can't succeed, and they did it anyway. I thought that one was really inspiring.
I heard that was like the first Super Bowl commercial that Nike ever did in the past 27 years.
Yeah, and it was all women, and so I love that. Well, let's talk about what the ad meter said. So coming in at number three, these are the ones that got the highest ratings. It was from Michelob Ultra. It was the one with Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara playing pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do two Michelob Ultras.
Excuse me, would you consider playing us?
For the Ultras.
Oh, we're kind of at a high level.
It was just so funny because everyone's like, oh, we're going to kill these people. And they just kept hustling people to get their Michelob Ultra. It was so funny. And that's how it is in real life pickleball. You go out there and you get like a couple of old people to go against you. You're like, oh, we're going to just annihilate them. And then they just destroy you.
I didn't know that's how it worked.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. Coming in at number two on the ad meter was Lay's The Little Farmer. She found a potato?
I don't know. Ramon, did you ever watch this? It is?
Yeah, it's the one where she finds a potato.
Oh, and then she takes it to them?
Yes, I thought that was boring.
I thought it was boring, too.
It's number two on the list.
Like, how is this number two? I mean, it's cute. Little girl's cute. I can't deny that. This was the number one ad, though, on the Super Bowl, according to the ad meter.
Oh, still too little, buddy.
The Budweiser first delivery where the horse delivered the keg to the bar.
Horse walks into the
I must
bar.
Have fell asleep during this one. I don't remember this one either.
Well, let's talk to Aiden here at 702-364-9400. Aiden, what did you think was one of the better commercials of the day?
I really liked the Doritos commercial, the one with the UFO.
Oh, was it the Doritos or Tostinos or Is that the one we were just talking about?
I'm pretty sure it was Doritos.
Okay, I'm looking at all. There were so many commercials. That was number 11 on the list. The abduction for the bowl. That one scored really high. I think I missed that one. What was your favorite one, Ramon?
I like number 13. The Instacart one, where it was like the multiverse of everybody. You had the Energizer Bunny, you had the Kool-Aid Man, you had the guy from Old Spice.
Oh, yeah, the Mr. Clean guy.
Yes, that one.
All of the like famous people from all the different brands. That was actually pretty funny.
Yes.
Everyone keeps texting about the Stella Artois one, David and Dave.
Oh, I remember that one. That's David Beckham. And then what was the other? Matt Damon?
Here, I'll play it right now.
Oh, it's on here. Okay, I'm sorry.
Mom, Dad?
We have something to tell you.
You have a twin brother we never told you about.
Left him in America.
Are you...
Beckham. Dave Beckham.
No way.
Hey, what'd you say your name was?
David.
Try one of these. That is the best buffalo wing in the county.
You eat buffalo?
No, it's just chicken. It was invented in Buffalo, the city.
So it's not buffalo. You drink Stella.
I have taste, David.
David
and
Dave.
My brother is a famous soccer player?
Yeah.
So how famous are you? Like Matt Damon famous?
Maybe Ben Affleck famous.
And that was played by Matt Damon, obviously, in there. So that one is actually pretty funny. I like that one, too.
I don't know about... I mean, I liked that one. It just felt like... I mean, some of the commercials were great. Some of the commercials I always thought were pretty boring. Overall, what did you think of all the commercials?
I was not intrigued, really. I was kind of bored.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Lauren, you are in for the Mega Minute.
Hey!
Are you
ready? Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to do this? We've got these Kelly Clarkson tickets for Studio Sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. Huge ticket right now. You know how the Mega Minute works?
We do.
All right. Who's with you this morning?
Well, I have my daughter and my son, and we listen every single morning. We're missing our third companion. She's sick today, but we're going to go for it, the three of us.
Okay. What are their names?
Kennedy and Declan.
Okay. Kennedy, Declan, and Lauren, let's do this. We want to get you these tickets. You're going to have to decide who gets to go with you to the show, which may be a hard decision, but just answer all of these correct. And if I hear a right answer, we're moving on to the next question. You have 60 seconds to do it. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which team won the Super Bowl last night?
Eagles.
Yes, Kendrick Lamar is on the song Bad Blood with what singer?
Bad Blood. Pass.
What flavor is Sprite?
Come on.
Yes, what color cat is considered bad luck?
Black.
Yes. Which tennis player was dancing on stage during Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance?
SZA.
No. Facebook was created by a student at what university?
Harvard.
Yes. Kelly Clarkson won which singing show?
American Idol.
Yes. Who is the head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights? Rihanna is voicing which cartoon character in the Smurfs movie?
The girl. What's her name? Pat.
How many presidents are on Mount Rushmore?
Three. Four. Four.
Four was correct. I gave you that one, but it wasn't enough. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Kennedy and Declan, you really did a pretty good job. We had to pass on a couple. Kendrick Lamar is on the song Bad Blood with which singer? That would be Taylor Swift.
Mm.
The tennis player that was dancing on stage with Kendrick Lamar during his halftime performance was Serena Williams.
She was right. It was SZA, but we were looking for tennis player.
Yeah, tennis player specifically, not a singer. Who is the head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights? That's Bruce Cassidy. And Rihanna is voicing which cartoon character's name in the Smurfs movie? You said the girl, which is technically right, but her name is Smurfette. And so we couldn't give you guys the win. I'm sorry. So that means caller 20 right now, you get the tickets, two of them, to Kelly Clarkson Studio Sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in July. Caller 20, you get the ticket. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
When you travel, some people are looking to just get away. A lot of people, though, want more meaningful experiences to help create deeper connections to a destination. And there are some places that are more inviting and more friendly. And there's a new report out that highlights some of those cities that are known for their warmth and hospitality. Booking.com, they're out with their list of the most welcoming destinations in the U.S. So what is the most welcoming city in the country? St. Augustine, Florida tops the list. It's located on the east coast of the Sunshine State, and it was founded in 1565, making it the oldest city in the United States. And they say that it's a quaint city. The people are friendly there. It's home to miles of white sand beaches, and it's just known for its hospitality.
I've never heard of St. Augustine, Florida.
I've heard of it. I've never been. Coming in at number two on the most welcoming places in the U.S., Cape May, New Jersey. Three was Newport, Rhode Island. Joshua Tree, California was number four. And Sedona, Arizona was number five.
I have been to Newport, Rhode Island. Beautiful city. I have a friend that lives and works there. I went to her place of business. It was a restaurant. I mean, they were pretty friendly. It wasn't over the top like, oh my God, welcome to our city.
The only places on this list that I've been to in the top 10, Lahaina, Hawaii is on here. And the people were very friendly there for sure. And then Waikoloa, Hawaii, I've been to also. And they were super friendly there too.
Those
are the only places. The place that people were really friendly and I don't know what I was expecting, but we just recently went to Dallas, Texas, and people were really nice. Mm. Really, really nice there. And I don't know. I wasn't expecting it. I know there's a whole Southern hospitality thing, but they were like over the top nice, which kind of caught me off guard.
I have never been to Texas. Have you ever been to Texas, Ramon?
I've been to El Paso.
How are they there?
I'm not going to lie to you. It was probably like four or five. I remember it was snowing. That's about it.
That was all that you remember of El Paso, Texas. Yes. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Fort Worth. I've been to San Antonio. I've been to, what's the one up? Amarillo. I've been to Amarillo. Yeah, that was a drive-through. Like, we got to stop and go to the bathroom. Let's stop in Amarillo.
I'm hearing all these cities. I'm like, these sound like animals. These sound like places. Yeah. I've heard of a lot of these places before.
Texas is a big state. There's a lot going on there. Also this morning, so we've been talking a lot about the Super Bowl. And one thing that we haven't talked about yet was the national anthem. John Batiste, he did a great job on the national anthem last night. Here was a bit of his piano rendition.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Now, there was a lot of drama over this here in Vegas. If you didn't know, the over-under on this song was, that's always a very popular bet, and betting the over was a heavy favorite. So John Batiste's version of the song, he sang it at 120 seconds even, okay? Mm. This year, the over-under was set at 120.5 seconds.
Oh. Stop! By 0.5? No! Did you guys bet on the game, by the way?
My daughter made some bets on the game. I did not bet anything on the game, but it's funny because I actually timed it, and it was 2 minutes. I still have it on my stopwatch. It was at exactly 2 minutes. That it was so right. So a lot of people are really upset about it. 1 second away from making some people a lot of money. But hey, if you bet the under, you've got to be really excited about that
one. I do not like these prop bets. They stress me out. And it's just one of those things. Now you're focusing on all the little things in the game. What color is the Gatorade?
Gatorade color.
You can't bet on that in the sports books here, though. That's an offshore thing. Because I asked. I go, is there a Gatorade bet? And they're like, no, you can't bet that here. finally, this morning, another big topic of conversation is Kendrick Lamar and Drake. And yesterday, Drake showed some love to people. I'm glad he was showing love because he was not getting love. He showed some love to people that went to his concert in Melbourne yesterday. The rapper handed out $45,000 to two fans. So he saw a fan in the crowd who held up a sign that read Adonis for president, and he apparently loved it. So he gave that fan just $25,000 out of the blue for the what? Kind of words. Yeah, just like, here's $25,000. Then he saw another sign that asked him for a kiss, and he said he wasn't sure about the kiss, but he was happy to give him 20 grand instead. I would take the 20 grand and run. He also said thank you to his friends for coming out to his concert, letting them know that he really appreciates them, that he would be nothing without them. And so the day ended on a good note for Drake. Hopefully he went to sleep after that and didn't see the halftime performance.
Poor Drake,
which
man.
We are going to talk about next. The Super Bowl halftime performance. What did you guys think of Kendrick Lamar's performance? I'm seeing a lot of mixed reviews this morning. We talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So you've got the game, which, if you are a Chiefs fan, I'm sorry, not a good day for you. Congrats, Philly fans. You got the commercials we talked about. And then what about the halftime show?
I hate you like I'm young.
Kendrick Lamar performed in the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday. He sang this song, Not Like Us. And this was against the advice of a lot of people saying he should not be performing this. And he ended up doing it. Squabble Up, Humble, DNA, Euphoria, Man at the Garden, and Peekaboo. And he told the crowd before playing this song that he wanted to play their favorite song, but you know they love to sue. But still, he did it. SZA came on stage with him, performed Luther and All the Stars. That, I loved hearing them sing All the Stars. Now, the whole thing was introed by Samuel L. Jackson. He was like the narrator. He played Uncle Sam, and he gave some narration in between. What did you guys think of the show? 702-364-9400. We talked a little bit about it earlier this morning, and I personally thought it was fantastic. I was thoroughly entertained. I thought that it was great storytelling. There was a lot that was happening visually that I think you really had to pay attention to understand. But I'm seeing a lot of haters, a lot of people that just were like, worst show ever. What did you guys think? 702-364-9400.
I thought it was great. Did I think it was amazing? Maybe not, but I did think it was great in the fact that, well, one, I'm a lover of hip hop, and two, I mean, the diss track Not Like Us was everywhere, and I think it deserved to have a stage. I think that one, the thing that got me the most, I was like, damn, that's disrespectful, was when Serena Williams came out and started crip walking. And if you know, she dated Drake, but she's from Compton. So it was like, no, that would threw me up for a surprise for sure.
I felt like that too. That was more on the surface. Like, I totally get that way that looked as a major diss to Drake and stuff. But I felt like there was a deeper meaning to that. I mean, that move has a really deep meaning in Black culture. And I don't know if you remember, it was back in 2012, and she celebrated when she won Olympic gold with that same dance. And she got so much backlash from
really?
That. She was criticized in a way that I think other athletes wouldn't have been criticized. And so to me, here she is, 2025, doing that move again, unapologetically. I felt like it was a lot about power, that she had the power to do that move. And so I felt like, yes, there was the surface meaning, but I felt like there was a deeper meaning to it too.
I thought the show was just okay until the end, until Serena came out, until he gave that little smirk to the camera. After that, I was in it. And the problem with the Super Bowl halftime show is you're never, ever going to satisfy everyone.
No way. Absolutely not. Like, there's always going to be someone who is not satisfied. I've seen it with every single artist that you know, it has performed. There was always someone that was a hater. We're getting a ton of texts here. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. This one says, I fell asleep. It was so boring. This one says, I think he should have had Debbie Deb on there since he used her song when I hear music to make a hit. And that would have showed a lot of appreciation. That's fair. And I actually thought that he might do something like that, being that that is such a big song and that he used the sample on that. But overall, I mean, so it probably wasn't in your guys' top five of all time, but you thought it was. It's generating a lot of talk, which I think that's what they want to do with the Super Bowl halftime performer.
My thing is, I don't know if Kendrick Lamar would have gotten the halftime show if he didn't come out with Not Like Us. No disrespect on Kendrick. He is huge in the world of hip-hop. He has had all the accolades, but he already did the halftime show with Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, 50 Cent, that halftime. I don't think, if it wasn't for this diss track to Drake, that he would have gotten the halftime show. Just my opinion.
Why, though? I mean, he has 17 Grammys. He has a Pulitzer. I mean, like, what is not on his resume that isn't deserving of it?
I think it's not that he didn't deserve it. I think they go I think it's because he was just such the hype around that time when they said, okay, we're looking for halftime performers. Who do we think is going to put on a really good performance on top of who is all the talk? And all the talk back then was Kendrick and Drake and the diss stuff. That's just me.
But don't you think like that's who they should pick, is someone who is big and popular and is like the focal point of music at that point, if they have them available?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's why he got it, is because of the diss track, because of Drake and Not Like Us. If that didn't happen and that didn't go on last May, I don't think he would have gotten the halftime show.
I completely disagree. I feel like he's got the resume to, and the hits. I mean, he's one of the most streamed artists in the world. So I definitely would respectfully disagree with that. But I know a lot of people probably feel the same way. What do you guys think? Call us up. We're getting a bunch of texts. We'll take some of your calls on the way. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're getting a lot of calls and texts about the Kendrick Lamar halftime show. I hit you like I'm drunk. So many texts here. Let me just read a couple of them. One says, I was confused on what message Kendrick Lamar was trying to say visually with all the performers and with the dancers. I got the American flag part, but I was trying to piece everything together at the same time, and I was just confused. And that's fair. I mean, it happened so fast. Like, I can understand. And I know I didn't get everything on the first run. I still think I'm missing stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm reading more and more about it. This text says, my kids loved it. I felt like it was kind of too dark, not fun and colorful. I think it may be a generational thing. I'm seeing a lot of that. I feel like the older generation is where I'm seeing the most complaints about it. The younger generation is really, really liking it. And then there's kind of the people in the middle that are going one way or another as far as what they thought of the performance last night.
I agree. I'm seeing those mixed reviews too. People saying like didn't care about it, didn't like it, didn't know Kendrick Lamar before the halftime show. So I can see, you're right, the generational gap, or just the, in general, they don't know or they don't care.
There was a message that was sent, and I think that it's really about maybe digging deeper to see what the message was if you didn't get it. But it's funny because it's so generational. And there was something that happened during the game last night that I thought, like, this just shows you sometimes the disconnect we have between the generations. So you have that performance that a lot of people feel like the older generation didn't get. And then there was a commercial that came on yesterday, and I've never seen my kids more confused in their life. They had no idea what was happening. And it was when this commercial aired.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
What? No good?
No.
No.
There
we go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
boy. So good.
Oh, it's so.
This one's real.
Oh.
Now that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
It was the Hellman's mayonnaise commercial, and this is airing, and both of my girls are sitting there on the couch like, she goes, who, one of them goes, who are these people? And I go, that's Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. And they go, and they are? And I go, they're actors. They were in a movie called When Harry Met Sally back in the day. And then Brooklyn goes, what is that woman doing? Like when Meg Ryan was doing that part. And I was like, you'd have to see the movie to understand it. It's a reference to the movie. And then the very end, when Sydney Sweeney shows up and says, I'll have what she's having, they both go, well, at least we know who she is. Oh, it was so funny.
Well, hey, I'm not going to lie. I should know this movie, but I've never seen the movie. I kind of know about that line. I'll have what she's having. But other than that, I'm with Brooklyn and Sophie. It went right over my head.
That movie came out, I just looked it up. It came out in 1989. So yeah, before her time, before your time. I think that it was just one of those things, a pop culture things that one generation will understand, another generation will have no clue about. Is there something that it just didn't, it didn't go from generation to generation that you had to maybe explain to your kids, or your kids had to maybe explain to you? 702-364-9400.
I have one with my 8-year-old son. One time we were watching live TV and a commercial comes on and he's yelling at me to skip it, skip the ad. I told him I can't, and he throws a fit. He's like, started crying. I can't skip this. I'm sorry.
What is the skip ad?
What is live TV, Dad? We don't watch live TV. It's streaming, and I should be able to fast forward through these things.
I was telling my nephew, he's a generation before me, but I was like, yeah, when we went to parties, we didn't have cell phones, so I had to find my friends, like, physically, without having to text them or hit them. I'm like, hey, yo, I'm here. I'd have to go through every single person and be like, hey, have you seen Joanne? Hey, have you seen Joanne? He goes, oh my God, that sounds like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll do you one better on that. I were you guys like, were payphones around with you guys?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So when I had my parents pick me up at the mall with my friends, I would make a collect call to them. And then so they'd get the thing, goes, you have a collect call from, and I go, I'd say, instead of saying my name, I go, I'm ready to be picked up. And then they would deny the call, hang up, and then come and get me.
No way, that is genius.
That is the way we did it. So yeah, my name was, I'm ready to be picked up.
They know exactly what to do and where to go.
Exactly, it's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get Brad on. Brad, you are caller 20. You're playing Heads Up. You ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, we've got your Tina Fey, Amy Poehler tickets at Resorts World. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Saved in Drafts, Breakfast of Champions, On the Clock, Teddy Bear, or Italy?
Oh, what was the second one?
Breakfast of Champions.
Let's do Breakfast of Champions.
All right. I think this is a good choice. I think we'll get this. February is National Hot Breakfast Month. So these are all different breakfast foods, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we just need to get six in 60 seconds. Think breakfast foods. I think we've got this.
Yes, Brad and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
You put maple syrup on these.
Pancakes.
Yes. You might put ketchup on them. They're potatoes, but they're formed. Yes. This is bread, but it's brown. It's,
toast.
Yes. This is a breakfast meat. It's not bacon. It's
ham, sausage.
Sausage, yes. This is something you might sprinkle on top of your yogurt. It makes it crunchy.
Granola.
Yes. This is a very healthy breakfast. You might put some brown sugar on it. It's warm.
Oatmeal.
Yes. Wow. Brad, we could have gone through five more of these breakfast foods. I think we're on the same page this morning. Nice job. Congratulations.
Got a good partner. Thank you.
Oh, well, you were fantastic. And you just got those two tickets to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at Resorts World in May. You are all set, Brad. And we're going to have more of these tickets all week long with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This is no pun intended, and I didn't realize it until I wrote it that it's ridiculous, but egg lovers are scrambling to find their favorite breakfast.
Don't lie, you totally
did. I didn't mean to. Okay. I just looked at it and I was like, oh gosh. But they are scrambling, but I didn't mean it as an egg.
Sure, sure.
They're scrambling to find eggs as this nationwide shortage. What could I have said instead? Egg lovers are what?
Running. Get it? Because they're runny?
Oh, God. That's even worse. Anyway, they're trying to find their eggs. There's a shortage happening right now. Trader Joe's and Costco, they're now limiting egg purchases with signs restricting shoppers to just one or three dozen, but depending on the store. The shortage is coming from this massive avian flu outbreak that's wiped out around 8% of egg-laying hens across the country, which is just sending prices soaring and leaving shelves bare. This is even prompted restaurants, like we were talking about this last week, like the Waffle House, to add temporary surcharges to egg-based dishes. So there's no real clear-cut end in sight to this, and some people are literally waking up at dawn trying to get a carton of eggs just to have them in the refrigerator.
I felt so bad this weekend because we don't really eat breakfast, but on the weekends we do. I had hash browns, avocado, and eggs. And I wasted so much eggs. I didn't eat all of it.
Oh, like, you just left them?
I felt guilty. I was like, damn it, with the rising in egg prices, I'm over here wasting eggs. And over here, people are waking up early just to buy eggs.
Do you give your dogs your table scraps?
I do and I don't.
No James, eggs for him?
More like James does. Yes.
Oh, he didn't get the leftovers?
He didn't get the egg leftovers because I put in a chili oil in the eggs, and I think Momo, he would not like the chili.
Oh, that might be a little spicy. Ramon, do you have any pets? Do you have a dog?
Does the kid count?
Yeah, kind of. Do you give him the table scraps? Sometimes. So traffic around the country may be a little lighter today with so many people skipping work after the Super Bowl. And that could be good news for your waistline because this new study has found that heavy traffic makes us gain weight. And it all comes down to meal choices. So they looked at 3 years worth of traffic and GPS data, and they found heavy traffic made people more likely to eat fast food, especially for dinner. And they think it's because you're less likely to want to cook when you've been stuck in traffic all day. Like, oh, great, I'm getting home late. Do I really want to cook now? Now I'll just pick up something on the way home. So people were also less likely to swing by the grocery store when traffic was bad. So they think that's even more evidence that it's true.
I believe it, because when I lived in San Diego and I commuted everywhere, and San Diego's so huge, I would stop by fast food places and I was gaining weight. I was gaining a lot of weight just by being in traffic for so long. And I didn't have like set meal times, like, okay, at 6 I need to eat dinner. It was like whenever I could. It's whenever I got out of work, onto my next job, drive through, eat while I'm driving.
Just scarf something down. Yeah, yeah.
It's bad habit for sure.
I think that with one thing I love is leftovers. And so like I get so excited on days that I don't have to worry about cooking or picking up anything at all. And so for the Super Bowl, we ordered like all this barbecue, and all I could think of was how excited I was because for the next 2 days, we will not have to cook a single thing. All we're going to be doing is eating leftovers.
Do you have leftovers, Ramon?
Oh, yes. My mama, you know, my mama, she was like, you want some leftovers? Of course I do.
Did your mom live close to you?
No, she actually lives very far, complete opposite side of town on the east side.
But at least you're in the same city, yes. You know, so you can drive over. See, Ramon, he is like a unicorn. He was born and raised in Las Vegas, born on the east side of town. So now you live on a totally different side, but do you still go back home for a home cooked meal?
Oh, all the time. My sisters are such haters. They're like, oh, he's the baby. He gets anything he wants.
I wish we had that. Like, me and Mercedes, we don't have that luxury.
I know.
We don't have, we're not like the baby. Well, first, we're not the baby anymore. Yeah. And two, we don't live in the same town as mom. But so consider yourself lucky.
I know. Do you think your mom would let us come over for a home-cooked meal?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Oh, see. Okay.
I'm inviting myself over.
All right. Finally, this morning, here is a very unique idea for Valentine's Day. If you're not afraid of heights and you're feeling kind of randy, there's a hot air balloon company in California that will let you join the Mile High Club.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called Magical Adventure Balloon Rides. It's in Temecula. You don't have to hide what you're doing either. It's actually called the Mile High Flight because they know that's what you're up there to do. So there is a pilot with you, but don't worry. He is behind.
he's not in on the action.
He's behind a screen. He has earmuffs on to give you some privacy. And their balloons normally stop around 3,000 feet up, but their mile high trip goes up to 5,280 just to give you the full mile high experience. The whole flight is 3 hours long. Pricing for two passengers starts at $1,400. Or if you really want things to be interesting, you can bring a third person for an extra $159 or a fourth for another $159. Wait. They say that the basket fits up to 10 people. I know.
That's a party. That is not lovemaking. That's a whole party.
That's like, okay. So like there is this couple that we have met through other friends. And the rumor is that's kind of their lifestyle, that they like to have like kind of
the upside down pineapples lifestyle.
Yes. And so I feel really bad because it was probably like 3 months ago they asked if we wanted to have dinner. I was like, nope, absolutely not. Don't want to have dinner. Sorry.
Dinner leads to, hey, we got wine and then we can go in the hot tub.
The hot tub. Oh, yeah, baby. Well, coming up next, we got Jerker Justified. And wait until you hear about this scenario. Is she a jerk for what she did to her sister? It's coming up. It's Mix. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to throw out there and get everyone's opinion on, we love to hear from you. And all you got to do is shoot us an email. You can do that through our website, mix941.fm. This one comes from a listener that says, hey guys, I listen every morning and I need help. I'm just wondering if I'm a jerk for accidentally stealing my sister's baby name for my dog and refusing to change it. And just to be fair, I didn't do it on purpose. I swear. She had mentioned a while back in passing that she wanted to name her son Charlie when he arrives next month, but I guess I forgot. So my husband and I got a basset hound puppy last summer and we named him Charlie, totally forgetting that my sister wanted that name for her boy. Well, now she's furious at me because my husband and I refuse to change our dog's name because he's trained and 100% knows that's his name. The family is split over this and my sister won't speak to me. Am I a jerk for not changing the dog's name or am I justified? Signed, Charlie's mom. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. She named the dog after the name that her sister wanted to name her newborn baby for. Like, I don't know how you really forget that, but okay, Corinne, good morning. What do you think, jerk or justified?
Hey, good morning. I think she's justified in not changing the dog's name. I think there's a huge difference between a dog and a baby, you know, both family members, of course, but I don't think it correlates. It'd be one thing if she named her child Charlie and then her sister wanted that name, but I just think it's totally different scenario with a dog versus a baby.
Okay, so you think she's justified in not changing it now, but do you think she was a jerk for not remembering that her sister specifically said that that was what she wanted to name her kid?
Yeah, I can see that part of it, because that's things that sisters tend to talk about.
Right.
You know? And yeah, how do you not forget that? But I also understand, like, the dog already knows its name, and it just, I don't see in the grand scheme of things that's a big deal. But yeah, I don't understand how she forgot.
Yeah, like, how do you forget that your sister told you, I want to name my son Charlie. And then you're like, oh, I think I'll name my dog Charlie. Come on.
I don't know about what you guys think. I want to get Ramon's perspective first before I say mine.
Oh, easy. I'm going to say jerk. Even the way she signs this, Charlie's mom. She's lying. She did this on purpose.
I'm kind of with you. I don't know if she did it on purpose, but I just think it was kind of a jerk move. Like, you should have remembered that your sister was wanting to use that name. And I don't know about changing it now. I will say that I called my dogs multiple things aside from their names, and they responded to every single one. So you might be able to, but I also understand you've been calling this dog Charlie since last summer, so that's going to be really hard to kind of like change it. But what do you think?
I think that they're justified. I actually think that it's okay if both the dog and one of the kids' names is Charlie too. Again, you said it, Mercedes. The dog goes by multiple names. Why can't Charlie have a nickname like, come here, Cha-Cha. Come here, baby. Like, Charlie will not long. It'll evolve to a different name. The dog will be fine. The kid won't even know that the dog's name is Charlie. If you bring him to a family party, just don't bring the dog so it doesn't get confusing.
Yeah, that way you don't have two Charlies responding to everything. You're like, want to treat Charlie? And both baby and dog run up. It's like, what are you supposed to do? 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here. Jerk. OMG, she totally needs to change the name. I get that she forgot that her sister claimed the name. Honest mistake, but she is being a jerk for not changing it. On our Facebook page, let's see what you guys are saying. Tell her you changed the name, then don't actually change the name.
I love that idea.
How often is your family in your house with the dog? Everyone wins. Ryan says, yes, you're a jerk. I don't buy that you forgot her telling you the name of her unborn child. Alicia says, not a jerk. It sounds like your sister mentioned this a while ago, before she was expecting, since you got the dog last summer and she hasn't had the baby yet. I wouldn't change the dog's name. It's not a huge deal, and the kid will likely love being named after the dog. Would you change the name after, like, if you're the sister and your sister's not willing to change the name, would you change the name from Charlie to something else?
I wouldn't. It sounds like both sisters are just stubborn, that they just don't want to change anything. They just want to stick in their own ways. And hey, that's fine. It's really not that big of a deal.
Tina says, how did you not remember something as important as what she wanted to name her son? Honestly, even if you do the right thing now, it's still going to be a bit of a sore spot that you would even question the right thing. A dog can learn another name. Ridiculous. Tina has worked up. I love it. Thank you so much for your email, Charlie's mom. Let us know what you plan on doing. Is this dog gonna be named Charlie or Cha-Cha or Bob or what can we expect? 702-364-9400 is our number. If you got any song requests here as we wind down the show, right now is Destiny's Child. It's Mix 94.1.